Hello, strangers. Okay, so I'm more than a little embarrassed at how long it took to get this episode out, but without going into the innermost details of my personal life, I'll just say that things got a little hectic. But the good news is, we're over that particular hump. So keep on listening on, or keep on keeping on the listening on, or you can keep on listening. I think that's keep on listening. That sounds good. Keep commenting and sending us positive vibes. Season one is almost over and we're close to season two, which will conclude the overarching story of Harold Green and Pierce Ringer. I'm really excited about this, and I'm also really excited to bring you what's going to happen after that. So to know what's going to happen after that, of course, you got to keep on listening. Isn't that great? So you're listening to season one, part six of the Loot and Dagger podcast. Let's tell some stories.
If you can hear me, you've come to the right place.
Us together.
We'll search for fame and fortune. For vengeance, wisdom, and the name of knowledge. If you can hear me, you've come to the right place.
Us together.
We'll search for fame and fortune. This frequency has been taken by Loot and Dagger.
I'm a traveler of sorts with the knack of telling stories for coin, but I'll ask that you keep your riches in close as my words shape into a different point. I also must apologize, I have a poetic condition, thanks to a wound I suffered whilst in transition. From war started from the price of yarn and ended within the starlight beyond. But I'm here to warn. There's a voice that reaches. It breaches space and strangles the mind. It's a chorus of syllables drumming with unworldly design. They want you and need you. They'll feed you and grow you. They'll pick the dreams from your sleep and give you the world for as long as they need. Oh yes, I would love some more wine, thank you. They are very far away and have strange goals. The tendrils of their existence is forgotten, moldy and old. The others, they're named. The others need you. You are the only one who can help. You are a god among mortals, handpicked above all else. This is a lie, of course. They have many. Those many may one day become something endlessly indifferent to your insistence of continued existence. I know when I see a broken soul. They speak to themselves, hide in caves. They take willing slaves by rotting the mine and digging graves. If you then give time, they corrupt time. Given a garden, they plant weeds and drink wine. Glassy-eyed and belligerent, these weeds they sow grow only with sorrow. The time they steal is their brandished shield. The edge of their blade is promises portrayed on a canvas made of your past given away. Oh yes, I'm having a very good time. This is an excellent party, thank you. I must go, and I fear you don't trust my warnings and such, but I'll tip my hat and finish my lunch. Just know that I was once caught in their glare. I escaped the sun, the others, that omnipresent conscious stare. Oh, this is embarrassing. My sandwich got cold. Too busy blabbering about days of old. Well, good day and a good night. Next time, I suggest ordering the boar roasted on bread of white.
I'll work the machines. I'll fix it.
It'll be sharp, dude.
It is now. Your go.
Mine. Okay.
He laments Gazer.
All right, so Mech is here. They are, like, here and here.
Yep.
I am still back here.
Yep. You got one guy and you.
So one enemy here.
Put one enemy in kind of in the middle.
By, we'll say right there at Diego.
There's one at Diego, one at, one in the middle, and then one at Harold.
I want to move, so if we're looking at it this way, I want to kind of move out this way.
Mm-hmm.
To here and take aim at the one in the middle and the one right in front of Harold.
All right. Instead of challenging, that'll be difficult.
Difficult.
So 12.
And that's speed?
It's basically every one you're adding, one more to it. So times 3 is 1, times 4 is 2, times 5, 3.
Okay, and that's out of speed, right?
That's going to be your speed, yeah.
Speed.
That's 3.
I'm going to spend 1 effort.
Okay, do it. And then if you have a 1 in effort already, or 1 in edge, then that'll be just 2 off your speed.
So that'll put me at 7. And I'm getting close in speed. And that, I have to beat a what?
At that point, you're beating a 9.
14.
And what is your damage?
4 points.
You shot 2. And you killed 2.
Okay.
There's 1 left up, and there's 1 that you guys are trying to keep alive.
So there's only 2 guys alive now.
2 guys alive.
All right.
1 weakened, 1
So the one that is standing with Diego is on his sword is still alive, and the guy that we're trying to keep alive was the one that was by the molten glass. By
gotcha.
The
All right.
Trying to get a...
Look at Diego again.
Mm-hmm.
Cock my invisible gun. He looks at me and nods. I'm guessing this guy's kind of... He's behind me. Me and him both turn around simultaneously.
Okay.
Point our respective
like
guns.
Like Pulp Fiction style?
Yeah. Point our guns at the guy's head. Well, his gun at his head. My finger is right at his forehead. And we both take a shot.
Beat a 9.
He hits. I don't. He hits me for 2.
You hit. He doesn't.
Okay.
He's dead. We're going to play it out to be like both your shots combined to do it. It looks fun that way. You have one guy left, and he has fallen to his knees. He holds his hands up, and he starts going, like he starts saying,
Shut up! I walk up to him, I put my hand on his head.
Okay.
I read his mind.
Take the points off your intelligence. I do that every time.
Yeah, what's it tell you for?
Okie dokie. And specifically, be very specific. What do you want to know?
Well, for one thing, where is the obelisk? How do I get to where it is?
It gets weird when you can't speak the language and you're trying to ask its mind where to go.
But
you can look through pictures, and you're looking through the last week or two, and you're seeing a camp that is about a half day's journey from here. This is the camp you're looking for. And from what you can tell, these creatures, they hail technology like religion, basically. And almost in the same way the Aeon Priests do, but in kind of a reverse way, they see the Aeon Priests as kind of scourge. And they have taken whatever that device is and some other devices that were in there. They scoured that place and took what they felt their religion wanted them to. So, half day's journey from here to the north, there is a camp. And from what you can tell, there may be 10 more of these guns there. There's 11 total. 10 guys, regular guys, and one guy that's a...
Harold, what do you see?
I'm getting to that. Do these masks cover their entire face?
Yes.
Do they cover it in such a way where I could put it on and pass as one of them? If I were to steal the clothes?
It would take some rolls. Some constant rolls. Because your face does not look like a dog. But... If you were to...
Can I hedge magic my face to take on the appearance of that?
Oh, that's not an object. I don't know.
Damn you, Chris. You're a fucker. You know that? Can I take one of the beers?
Yes. If I can do it for mine, I can do it for yours, too.
It's going true.
Incognito. And like a little bear with a dog face in him. No.
Leave them in the mech.
Yeah, can you teach him how to drive it? Or at least how to shoot it?
It would...
No!
It would take
Wait,
him
where's
a step
Gift
down.
In all this? Where was he during this fucking fight?
Oh.
He was standing behind us, still by the crystal. But he doesn't... I guess he doesn't fight.
No, I think he does. I think the DM just forgot.
We didn't actually ask either.
True.
You didn't ask. Jeff does what he's told.
Yeah. So this whole time, he's like 3PO, like standing around like, oh my.
Oh my.
You go, sir. Get him. How many of my of the five ciphers that I have left do I need to use to burn in to resurrect that gazer?
I would say you'll have to use one. Burn one of those. Just say you have four ciphers left. You can resurrect your gazer.
You pick. You just randomly pick five. Doesn't matter what.
There's a metal sphere you must swallow. It is the size of a golf ball. And you will grow an extra limb, which you can use to make an extra attack for the rest of the round, or rest of that that round, or not that turn, not the turn. The round.
All right, the encounter.
Yeah.
What else?
There is an inhaler that you shake and you spin in, and it will actually heal you. 1d6.
Jesus.
Next.
Yeah. A golden synth rod that you throw at a target. The nearby machines become resilient to outside data attacks, preventing remote control of them. So.
Do we have to res the thing now?
Next.
A complex, spiked-shaped device with large circular dial made of blue, leathery biomatter. You pull the lever downwards into position, in a downward position, then type in a command sequence. What happens is the target is shifted out of phase and unable to make any physical attacks. That happens for the round, I'm going to say.
Magic phasing rod.
And the last one. Is this five now?
Mm-hmm.
Peach lip gloss. You apply it to your lips.
It tastes just peachy.
Not only does it taste peachy, but...
I think you're excited about reading this one.
Well, I'm actually adding something. So the effect is none on this, but I'm going to actually add an effect. The effect is it changes your gender. For the round.
Okay.
For the entire round. You put on the lip gloss and you are now the opposite gender you currently are for a round. You'll come back to your gender after that.
I am burning the lip gloss on the gazer.
Go for it.
But my lips are kind of chapped.
I am going to... keep the inhaler.
Okay.
And I'm going to keep the metal sphere.
Okie dokie.
These are the ones that were in the dome?
So that leaves the golden rod, which nearby machines can be taken over.
No, the golden rod was the one that...
No, that's... It's nearby machines. The...
Oh, no, I'm thinking of that.
The spike...
You throw it at a machine, and that machine cannot be...
Yeah, the other... The biomatter one.
Yeah. The other one, you pull the lever, and the target shifts out of phase.
Yeah.
Those are the two that are left.
Okay. Or in there, like I said, I was looking for, like, metal wire to tie this dude's hands behind his back. And basically hog time.
You can find that. That's
yeah,
fine.
Just there's something that he can't out. Break out of.
Okay, so coming back into...
Also, any weapons. I maybe an upgrade as for a gun for Diego, possibly.
There's no upgrades. Okay. There aren't really any weapons here.
For the record, I'm going to take my charge ability, and I'm charging the weapon for him, which I should have done before. I'm charging the magazines for it, for the actual projectiles, that they'll do an extra point of damage.
Okay.
I'll charge him before, like, keep him charged, and then give it to him, like, before I think we're going to, like, go into combat, like,
all right.
Or however you want to do that.
That's fine. And here's the scene. There is now a abhuman who is on the brink of death that you have hogtied. And outside of that, you have picked up the pieces of this battle. And what they had, by the way, were just basic swords and stuff. I mean, this is just...
They didn't have any ciphers on them.
They didn't have any ciphers on them. But collectively, you found 5 shen on their bodies.
You can have 5 shen. I have 60.
It's already in my pocket.
Yeah.
And outside of that, so did you bring him into the Crystal Dome, or you have him outside?
He's in the mech.
In the mech, okay. Inside the mech, you have hogtied a abhuman who has basically a dog-like face but a human body.
And I'll even take it a step further. I assume there's a bit of room in there. There's probably a metal pipe.
There's enough room for about 3 people and a floating.
Right. Well, behind it, I'm basically, if there's like a, on the behind wall in the cockpit, if there's like a part of the frame, I'm going to tie the hog tie to that. So there's no possible fucking way he can get to the control panel and just hit buttons and accidentally shoot us.
Okay. What are you guys waiting to do now?
Well, how far do you think we want to go before you phase out and go recon?
How far away?
Half a day travel.
North. Half a day travel. Did you see anything where we might be able to hide the vehicle?
Well, let me think.
Half a day travel, you haven't gotten there. You don't know what it is.
Do I see anything in the memories of...
When he scanned.
It is wide open plain of desert. In the daylight, you can see as far as you can see.
Well, I can get in there quickly. So I'll leave it up to you.
How far?
Oh, inside the crystal dome. Is there a tan tarp?
That's very specific. No.
Something almost to camouflage that we can maybe put.
You could try to craft something if you'd like to roll.
I'd like to potentially craft, like, maybe even find enough material to do it, to makeshift cover the metal parts of the mech with this. Try to blend it in with the sand as much as I can.
Okay.
So we can approach a little.
Let's do that as
a... Why don't you just use the spike on it? The out of phase cipher.
Because that timer blew up.
No. The one we just... there's still 2 sitting there. You're not going to take them?
There's one with the lever now.
I thought you took them both.
No, I took... We had 5. I used one on the gazer.
So you gave me the rod and the biomatter.
Yes.
Thanks for the biomatter. So it goes
out of... That works for 10 minutes.
It goes out of phase for... Okay. Well, I don't think we're going to be able to do much. Like, once they see us... Once we can see it, they can see us.
Mm-hmm. You're right. You are right.
That's why I want to... Try to camouflage so we can get it maybe a little closer.
The abhuman wakes up though, and is and like starting to shake.
Knock him out again.
Okay. Keep in mind for the listeners, you have not gone to his mind yet. They haven't done anything yet.
Oh.
We talked about
that. Oh, yeah, we talked about this outside.
So I just want to make sure you know that in the context of the listeners.
Well,
we'll edit this in later, but...
Okay, you want to just kind of rewind it?
I can rewind. He wakes up and goes, rrr, rrr.
But I lay my hand on his head and read his mind.
What are you looking for specifically? And take the points off your intelligence.
Done. Well, first off, the obelisk is here. It's no longer here. How many... trying to look for a route to their location where they took the obelisk and where they're
you based can out find of. That route. It is a route they've been using this campground for the last few weeks or so. Really, like 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like they came across your Aeon priests, just came across them. And they had seen the Crystal Dome for a while, and they've been looking for a way in. And when they saw the young priest had a way in, they tried basically harder. And they got one of their most intelligent ones to go up to it and did find a way in. And they also eventually, it took a while, but they learned how to use the skiff to take the obelisk out. The particular guy you're mind reading right now was told to stay here and scout after that. So you don't know what happens after that.
So how many total are back at the camp?
There are 11. One of the 11 is the chief. So 10 normal guys, just general guys you've already...
That's not including them who we just took out.
Not including who we just took out.
Okay. And
that's about half a day's journey from here. You know where it is.
Are the Aeon priests at the camp?
Yes. From your best... From this guy's mind is they were taking the Aeon priests.
So he hasn't actually...
They were going to be a great feast.
Oh, snap.
2 weeks ago.
He did.
They ate the fat guy immediately.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is a desert, so pickings are slim.
You guys would be very tasty.
Okay. So he hasn't gone back to camp since then, so he's been out for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been living off of Boyd.
Well,
did they make Boyd jerky?
They have other things they hunt out here.
Okay.
There are other things they've been hunting.
All right.
But their orders were basically to hang around in the Crystal Temple. The idea in your... Like, you don't know his language, by the way. No idea of his language. No. This is just all hints.
Also, while I'm thinking about it, I take a peek at certain things about their culture.
Sure. Roll me a culture check. Intelligence check, and we're going to do a... challenging check, which is 15. Beat a 15.
17.
All right.
Tell me about their culture.
All right. So you understand their culture a little bit more. Mm. And that just helps your role going forward. But if you'd like to know anything specific, they are a roaming tribe.
Mm-hmm.
Just a roaming tribe of nomads. They go around, and when they see technology... They love it. They don't understand. They're not intelligent enough as a tribe to really understand the. Like, they just know that for as long as they've been a tribe, they religiously think. And this particular tribe sees the Crystal Dome as as a specific point of religious origin.
Mm-hmm.
So they see the Crystal Dome as something that is like they've been eyeing it for a while, years and years and years. So when the Aeon Priest finally came out, they saw this as their one chance to really get in, and it was like a holy religious rite of passage to get in.
So they worship the obelisk.
They worship the obelisk.
Did they choose this particular obelisk for a reason?
It was the one that the Aeon Priest came in with.
Mm-hmm.
The Aeon Priest came with this obelisk.
How do they communicate?
They communicate through language that you don't know.
How does their language sound? It's the last part.
Yeah.
I try to, I call Gift over here.
Yes, sir.
I try to imitate some of the language that I'm hearing.
You sound ridiculous, sir.
Does that sound familiar at all? I'm sorry. Gift, do you understand? Does that sound like any language you've ever heard of?
That sounds like the Magor.
The what?
The Magor.
Is that what we're dealing with?
Yes. They look like Magor.
Should have asked the fucking android.
You're now going where I was thinking. I still have one other thought.
The Magor are abhumans who roam the deserts. They often take technology and worship it. Though not like but unlike the Aeon priests, they understand it, they just worship it through basically as much as they've always done. Does that answer your question?
But Gift, do me a favor.
Yes.
In the future, you, please, feel free to be a little more forthcoming with this information.
I just felt like you were far superior in intelligence than I was. You would have figured this out.
Well, you're a machine for the most part.
For the most part, yes. I would take 50-50.
And you have a head in your stomach.
I do. That is very awkward that you said that out loud. But yes, I do happen to have a head in my stomach. That is, of course, my head, really. When it comes down to it, you have a head, I have a head. That is a thing that we both have. Makes sense?
You have a head in your stomach.
And you have one in your neck. Do you understand how weird that is to me?
Yes. Do you understand their culture any?
I understand it vaguely.
Enough to maybe emulate it?
Well, I mean, I could take a piece of machinery and, eat people and then praise the holy god of machines. Sure.
Oh, what about greeting and passing as one?
Mm. Can you speak their language?
I do not have, say, flesh, nor do I have a dog-like face.
You're not going to get this reference, but face off.
I do not get that reference, no.
We're going to take one of the faces off the guys and put it on here.
That sounds disgusting.
Actually, Harold, I was going to ask if maybe...
That's the guy who's...
Hold on, let me try something.
I look at Gift and look at his face. Just the size of it. Try to hedge magic it to look like him.
It doesn't work on people. It works on objects.
Yeah, that's what I was going to get at.
Gift an object?
Gift is not an object. He is a person.
He's a person. But the metal part, it's metal, isn't
you start,
it?
You can reform some of his face, but not all of it. And it doesn't quite...
All right, I'll try to do this without getting messy.
Oh, what have you done to my face?
It's fine.
Holy...
It's back.
Oh, Lord.
It's on again.
What is a lord? I don't understand.
Well, Gift, trust me, I appreciate your reluctance in this, and I wanted to do it the clean way.
Okay.
Clean way didn't work.
All right. That hurt, by the way.
I'm sorry.
That hurt my face.
I
my hurt sensors are tingling.
Oh.
Gift, are you,
Well, it's gonna get a little weird now.
Are you versed in any kind of surgery?
I can be.
How well can you remove this head and face from one of the dead bodies?
My. And that is when we cut from the scene that is happening now. Because if this was Star Wars, it would be a... like a horizon line.
Please leave that in.
Are you saying you want me to take the head off this body and put it on my body?
Yes.
Maybe a little.
I will say, the terms of our contract is that I will do anything you say. So I must do it. And I am skilled enough in surgery that it will happen. Though I will say one thing, and I will hope that you hear me when I say this. Yuck.
I hear you loud and clear.
Gross.
But you are the only one, I think, that can emulate them enough if we need you to help us with negotiations.
Oh, goo 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 ga, biga biga, la 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 la. I don't know what that means, sir. So I can not talk their language, I can only act.
We only need you from a distance.
Okie dokie. Artichokey, is that a thing you say?
I actually understand that reference.
All right. I think we're getting each other.
I have no idea what they
mean. If I die, sir...
Artichoke was a fruit slice.
I will tell you right now, it has been an honor. I do not believe this plan is great, and I believe I will fail tremendously.
This is the backup plan.
47.2% chance of success.
Never tell me the odds.
Well, then.
Wait a minute. So, you're telling me, you say that they worship...
He brings out a buzzsaw from within his robe.
Oh, stop. You say that they worship technology, right?
Yes. You also understand this from your mind reading, apparently.
I'm
just... you actually know of the culture. I'm interpreting.
Sure. Yes, they worship technology.
You were made from some technology that I've never seen. Wouldn't you essentially be a god to them?
Well, I don't know if we want to hedge our bets on that.
Why don't you test it out on this guy that's in the car?
Hmm. So, what he does is he takes off his robe and throws it down, and you guys see what he looks like.
Okay.
He has frozen in his stomach the head of what looks like a very good-looking young lad of 17-ish. Outside of that, there are patches of flesh, but for the most part, it is whirling gizmos and wires and stringy weirdness. And he looks at
pretty much what I thought.
The mongrel, and he goes, "Well, I suppose I am your god. What do you feel about that, then?" And the mongrel looks at it with wide eyes. Goes, "Habla, habla, 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 habla."
What's he it saying?
He is saying habla, sir.
Translated into what?
Translated, it means habla. Because I don't fucking know the language, sir.
When does Gift cuss?
Well, now. You're frustrating me. You want me to wear its head or not?
No.
No, one of the dead ones. One of the dead ones.
No.
Not the live one.
Don't wear the head. Let's think this through.
Mm. Yes.
He's worshiping you.
Maybe. He could be saved.
It seems like he is. I'm sure if we untied his hands, he'd raise them up in the air because he did it before.
He seems to be quite enthusiastic about me. That is true.
Do something unexpected. Be like, go to him. Be like, see if he.
He. Gift puts his hand on the abhuman's forehead, and the abhuman rolls his eyes in the back of his head. Goes,
Oh, it's good enough for me. He's a god.
Yeah, I think this
I've works. Always thought this about myself. I will be honest. I have looked at myself in the mirror and I said, you, sir, Gift. Are a god. Yes?
Put your robes back on.
Okie dokie. We'll do that.
Okie dokie artichoke.
Okie dokie artichoke. And Gift puts robes back on him.
What is the hobgoblin? What's this? What's it called? Mongrel?
A mongerer.
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 What does he do after he puts the robe back on?
He looks... Well, he knows the guy's a...
Yeah.
...thing, so he's like... Habla,
habla, did he smile? Habla. Like, when he talks, was he like...
Habla. Oh. He smiles. And you guys can tell that you think that maybe this guy's saying that, oh, my God is here. And now he's going to release me. Obviously, he's telling these other humans that I am worthy. That's what you're... I mean, feeling, without any rolls or anything.
Hero, let's ride.
Okay, I knock out the manga roll again.
I want to start driving over there. How many hours, has 10 hours passed since I last rolled for my recovery?
Yeah, I think more like a couple hours.
It's been like 20 minutes, I think. You guys got into a fight. In that fight with... Fights last like...
Oh, yeah, until... So, wait, after a fight, I have to wait 10 hours before I can do my next recovery?
Well, how many rolls have you had? You've had... I told you 1 hour.
Fuck, I just thought of something.
So I did my one action, my 10 minutes, another one that was 1 hour.
So you had to wait 10 hours.
By the way... From the last encounter or from the last roll?
The last roll.
So and the last roll was at...
Like 20 minutes ago.
So I just thought of something. Well, we were going back to get the other ciphers. I think Ted was out of stasis by then.
Well, Ted is still in stasis.
Okay, cool.
Because it has not been an hour. You guys went in, you did your thing, you put him in stasis, you rolled some stuff for recovery, you went outside, you had a fight, you've done the hobbla hobbla stuff. All that has been within like 45 minutes at this point.
Okay, so he should be,
yeah. Yeah, like 15 minutes before Ted comes back.
All right, let's go here. Posse out.
All right.
Live to win.
So Are you guys just like through this this helpless monger out?
No, he's still in the car. He's the bargaining chip.
Okay, because your car only fits three people.
Yeah, Giff can hang out on the side of it.
Okay, Giff's hanging out the side. You're he's holding on. Can you do me a favor and a speed check to see if Giff can hold on? This will be a 12.
20.
Live to win! He's holding on with one hand and he's doing rock arm. He's doing like...
His robe is like...
It looks fucking awesome. He has like one arm out, like...
That's like one of the guys from Mad Max. I knew this would happen to me one day if I had just tried
hard enough.
I'm a god!
I am a god.
Okie dokie, artichoke. I am a god.
Artichoke. I am the god of artichoke.
I am the god of... He's like screaming that as
well. I am the god! You guys are going to drive the half-day journey it is to the campsite-ish. In the cover of night.
Harold.
Yeah.
When we get up there, I'm going to stop. How far can you do that teleport thing?
If I can see 30 miles away, I can instantly get there. I can be in there literally in a flash.
I hate you. All right. I'm going to park this thing at a good, safe distance.
Were there a pair of binoculars, by the way, in there that we had, that we could have
grabbed? No.
Okay.
Randomly. No.
I'm going to park this thing in a good safe distance. And wait, do we have a way to communicate with each other?
No.
Not. Can I communicate through
the
vehicle? Or through
the
gazer?
The vehicle and the gazer.
Yes. And probably
so if
Diego
they stay
as well.
In it.
Probably Diego as well.
I'm trying to avoid that. Connect
with Diego, but that will be a negative to his next steps going into whatever you're doing.
I'm not going to do that.
You could.
I could, but not really a use for it yet.
Unless you wanted to remotely talk to him through Diego.
Well, if I'm just going to stay in the...
No, because I want you to stay in the vehicle.
Did you, by the way,
driving?
Quickly, show me how to aim and shoot. Show me how to aim and shoot this thing.
You realize he could not possibly. You have to have a connection to the vehicle. A link.
Yeah, this is mine. Unfortunately.
Oh, he's mine.
I can't give you a connection to this.
Diego.
I actually don't even need to drive. I can do it with my mind. I just like holding onto the wheel.
There is a wheel.
See?
And you could take away. And it just keeps driving.
But that wheel's not even attached to the vehicle.
Mech 209 just keeps going where you want it to go. So set up the scene for what we're doing next.
All right, so long flat plane.
Okay.
Do we see the camp?
We can see the camp. It's at a good
distance.
Now,
once you get to the camp where you can see it, there is a large bonfire in the middle of the camp. There was a lot of hooting and hollering.
I guess it would be close enough in a plane to hear that.
Yeah.
We're far enough out that they can't really see us. What time of day is it, too?
It's cover of night.
It is under the cover of night. We'll say it's like 2 in the morning.
Okay. So the lights are off. I was driving without the lights. Because we didn't really even need it. We see the bonfire. Looks like, Burning Man out there.
And I bet there are a couple of Burning Men, so they ate the fucking priests.
Probably is. It's dark. The planes are out. And we've got this one guy in the back still. Harold, you need to keep him quiet.
I'll blindfold him and gag him.
Okay, good.
And maybe we can put a bag over his head just because.
I'm going to phase out, and I'm going to run into the camp, and I will tell you what I see.
You're going to relay it back to me on
that? And what about me?
We're not driving anymore. We've stopped.
Oh.
So I guess...
He's still looking
cool. Why are you yelling, Giff?
What about me? Oh, I'm sorry. What about me? What should I do? I am the god, of course.
How fast can you run and how much can you carry weight-wise while running?
Very fast and a little.
Could you, if we needed to very quickly, could you carry this creature and run with him?
Why would I run with him?
If we need a bargaining chip.
Okie dokie.
Is this possible?
Artichoke.
Damn it.
I have learned
You're
a
welcome.
New phrase.
Is it possible
to get... carry this creature on my back and run with him very fast to a direction you told me to go?
Yes.
I could do that.
Okay, good. Good. All right.
Did you want me to carry him like a backpack?
Carry him whatever.
Like a satchel?
Let's
perhaps
say
a man bag?
How about whatever doesn't impede your running?
I'll say a messenger bag.
Hmm.
Yes. I'm rolling for recovery as well.
Do it.
5, that gives me 7.
Alright.
So that gives me back my speed. Alright, Harold.
Yeah.
I'm gonna phase out and go to the camp.
Alright, I'll sit here with the Mongoloid.
Tell you what I see and keep him quiet.
He's knocked out, so.
Would you like to take a DM intrusion?
Damn it.
No.
You're asking him?
Alright.
Okay.
Here's what you see.
I have 4 saved up XP. I don't want a DM intrusion.
So here's what you see. Around your area, looks like a guard, one of the mongrels, a guard walks out, but doesn't see you.
And I've phased
out. And continues walking. In a circular pattern, just one guard is walking around the
area. Well, he's the perimeter of the camp.
Mm-hmm.
A gift.
Yes, sir.
When you run.
Am I running with the guy? Yes.
Keep your voice down.
Oh, okie dokie.
You see the one guy walking around the camp?
Yes, I see him very clearly.
Okay.
My eyes are quite well.
Are there any other ones that we should know about? Because I can't see as well in the dark as you can.
Well, it looks like he's the only one in the perimeter. The others are mostly asleep, it looks to see. And,
How far away is the guy from us?
At this point, I would say about 40 yards.
How quickly can you cover 40 yards distance?
Are you doubting me?
I'm asking a question.
Are you saying I cannot cover 40 yards of distance in a suitable amount of time?
No, I'm just asking how long it takes.
I'm still
walking. I will tell you very quick.
Walking to the camp.
What is your... Since you like calculating things.
Yes.
What's the percentage of success for you to run up to the guy...
Yes.
Silently as you can, and knock him out?
I would say that is 75% chance success rate.
Do it.
Roll it.
That's a gentleman's 8.
Gift runs very fast, tries to strike the guy, and does attempt to cover the mouth before it can scream out, but it did not strike it.
Okay, this is what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. And you can see Gift going.
Did he stab him?
Stab him! Stab him! That's what he's basically saying.
No, but I ride the light. No, I do not. I run as fast as I can.
Okay. And what do you do? Whatever it is.
Yeah. And,
beat a 9.
Hmm?
Whatever it is, beat a 9. Do you tickle him?
No.
I think you tickle him.
No, I don't tickle him.
He goes, hee 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 hee.
I looked at you. Snap his neck.
You got one more chance. An 8?
You know, anyway, couldn't that be... Because he's already incapacitated. He's being held. All Gift has to do is...
These are all failed rolls, Chris. 3 in a row.
Damn it.
Out of phase. You see all this happen. You are almost to the camp. Would you like to save what's going on here, or would you like to continue?
He's still muffled.
But not for long. He's actually being tickled.
Oh, God. Harold. Go to you. Harold, what is your problem? How far away from them am I?
They're not very far. Like, you could reach either this or the camp.
Oh, this is
this guy, though, will, in what you understand is, here's the deal. You do nothing, this guy will signal the entire camp.
I'm going to run back to that guy.
Okay.
And I want to smack the shit out of him with my pistol butt.
You get out of phase. Roll me a 9.
I don't want to get out of phase until I'm up there, though.
That's fine. I'd like to lower the DC value because no one's having.
Yeah, I'm gonna actually.
This is a mind.
I'm gonna use 2 effort.
This guy's got.
So, that burns how many?
So 2 effort will go down to a simple roll of 3. And that is a 5 against your might.
Shit, okay. Alright. God, I have like no might left.
You have that inhaler.
I do, actually. Alright, I have to beat a what?
Now, at this point, beat a 3.
13.
You do whatever the fuck you want to it.
Oh,
you kill it.
So they don't or see me. Do it. All of a sudden, they just see right in front of the dude. And I just pop in and smack him with the butt of the pistol.
It goes unconscious.
And then phase out.
Well, we gotta roll your D20.
Roll your D20.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Knowing our luck, your armor's gonna blow up now.
Knowing my luck, the armor's gonna catch on fire, and there's gonna be another big bonfire that they all fucking see. So I have to roll low. Damn it. Forgot about this part.
Well, you don't have... can't say it out yet. Just roll get up. Behind the mech.
No, you're eye open.
To, yeah, I'm...
Roll your dice.
Fuck!
Really?
Fuck!
No! Oh my god.
You roll a 20. So here's what happens.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe you did this. So, you are going to take... How much might do you have?
I have 1.
1. You're taking 5 damage.
Oh, my God.
This is cannot be done by armor.
Bypassing my armor?
You don't even have any armor. You blew that up whenever you disintegrated it using the remote switch. So, for anyone listening, what happened is it only takes a D20 to basically blow up the artifact armor, which he did. And now he's got a 5. He's got 5 damage from basically the armor blowing up on him. It implodes on you. Molten lava fragments. Burns you. 5 points of damage. If you're at 1, and this is bypassing any armor, which you didn't even have to begin with, that's fine. Because you disintegrated it.
This sounds so staged.
So what happens... I know, it sounds staged, but it did not. It is not staged. Your might is no longer there. You had a 1 of might. Now you take 4 points off your speed. How much speed do you have left?
12.
12 speed. Everything you're doing now is at a +1 step. Everything.